The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Charlie Gard update. The parents have privately expressed their concern after discovering that the lawyer that has been appointed by the court to represent their 11-month-old son is the chairperson of Compassion in Dying, the sister organization to Dignity in Dying, which is campaigning for a change in the law to make assisted dying legal in the UK. Dignity in Dying is used to be called Voluntary Euthanasia Society. So the court didn't think it was a problem to appoint as Charlie Gard's attorney someone who is in charge of the euthanasia program in England. But I don't, why would they have a problem with that? A source close to the parents said the family finds it astonishing that the court appointed the barrister to act in the interests of Charlie Gard as the chairman of Compassion in Dying, the sister body of Dignity in Dying. It looks like a profound conflict of interest. No. Here's what's amazing is they didn't know this before. Today, the American neurosurgeon who claims to have pioneered an experimental treatment, who says he can help Charlie, will examine him. He flew in from New York over the weekend. He examines him today. Compassion in Dying says it was wrong to suggest there's any conflict of interest between the role of the attorney in representing Charlie's guardian in court and her view that adults with full mental capacity should be allowed to plan their own death. The charity said there are clear differences between this in this case, the work of Dignity in Dying and the work of Compassion in Dying. Charlie Gard case is about making decisions in the best interest of a seriously ill child. Ah. Okay. The High Court ruled in April Charlie should be allowed to die with dignity. Isn't that the... Oh, no. See, it's completely different. She works for Dignity in Dying. The court just wanted him to die with dignity, which is, of course, the opposite.
So, no, it's the same. The words are just turned around.
No, it's the opposite. Dignity in Dying... And the court said they wanted him to die with dignity.
Yeah, it's a rearranging of the words.
No, it's a complete reversal.
I think you need to look up the word opposite. That's just amazing. That's just amazing.
Really, seriously, you know, I used to say you will not recognize your country. You won't recognize anything else. I don't even want to read the news anymore. So try this on for size. It was a performance art piece that became famous. A woman who felt that Columbia University had mishandled her charge of a rape against a fellow student turned that anger into her senior arts thesis, a year-long project in which she carried a 50-pound mattress whenever she was on the campus. The woman won national acclaim and was largely embraced by her fellow students, who often helped her carry her burdened mattress. She even brought the mattress to the graduation ceremony in 2015. The accused man, who had been cleared of all responsibility in the case by the university, found himself alternately hounded and ostracized and condemned at a campus rally and on flyers posted around the campus. A month before she received their degrees, he sued Columbia, accusing it of supporting what he called an outrageous display of harassment and defamation. He said that the university may have gone too far by giving her academic credit for the art project. Thank God he won in court. Columbia has to pay.
She went on to do a very classy porn movie, didn't she? Jeffy? Do you remember that?
She was filmed with one of her other boyfriends, yeah.
Yeah, because we talked about this at the time. She became a little bit of a porn queen.
Well, look, you have sex on a camera. It's not always, you're not always a queen.
True.
But there was some sex going on the camera, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So she made use of that mattress. Wasn't
it? Yeah, she
did make use of the mattress.
Columbia recognizes, this is the quote from Columbia, Columbia recognizes that after the conclusion of the investigation, Paul's remaining time at Columbia became very difficult for him and not what Columbia would want any of its students to experience. Columbia will continue to review and update its policies towards ensuring that every student, accuser, and accused, including those like Paul, who are found not responsible, is treated respectfully and as a full member of the Columbia community. Oh.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years since we first talked about that, but it seems like they had consensual sex, right, that she later regretted and then tried to say it was rape. It was something along those lines. You know,
well, no, you can be raped.
Saying
even
no
if you
after, the fact.
After the fact is rape.
No.
No, yes, it is.
No.
You didn't understand the dying with dignity, dignity with dying
thing.
How
didn't.
Do I expect you to understand
you
rape
can't.
After the fact?
You can't.
And I love the idea that he was cleared by the university. What the hell does a university have to do with a rape case?
Yeah,
stop trying rape cases in college. They should go to the police. We have a justice system to figure out when people are raped or not. You don't figure, let's just ask. I don't know, ask the dean. Maybe he can tell us if she was raped.
Rabbit.
That's not how this is supposed to work.
Oh, I remember.
That's cute.
I remember
cute
when
too.
I was young and naive like that. Police don't understand the nuances of rape.
I would say they understand it better than most school administrators.
Well,
considering they're trained specifically.
Not when 1 in 9 women are raped on college campuses.
Okay. And how many?
1 in 9.
1 in 9. Wow.
Yes, that's how prevalent it is.
What do you mean?
It's actually more rape than that's people who are there.
So it's 9 in 1.
Yes, 9 in 1.
1 in 9
is actually less.
1 in 9 is less than the 1 in 5. That's right. It's 9 in 1 women are raped.
Wow, terrible.
Yeah, at school.
Because I don't know. It seems like people who work in law enforcement go through extensive training on how to. Find evidence on such cases,
not on college campuses.
To interrogate witnesses.
No. In the old school, the police don't understand oppression.
And they don't understand white privilege.
Amen to that, brother.
Yeah. So.
I mean, so the white college dean understands white privilege.
Oh, but yes.
The
oh,
African-American yes. police
yeah,
officer.
He has to or he'll lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
So. He understands it better than most because he, white people would say, overcompensates.
The white dean at the college may be more black than most black people.
And I'm sure they believe that about themselves.
I'll bet they do.
They do.
I mean, it's such an amazing. Does it say how much Paul got for being wrongly accused like this and being a railroad?
I've already thrown it away. Let me get it out of the trash.
At one point, they kicked him out of school. I mean, his life was really turned upside down by
this
thing.
Well, I will tell you that they were very upset because they're afraid now with Betsy DeVos being the Secretary of Education that the days when, rape was just swept under the rug is coming back quickly. So I'm just looking for a price or they paid.
Was that part of what they actually said?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Of course.
Can you believe they have, after they railroaded this kid, they have the nerve to continue to say that?
After they railroaded him, they've got to railroad somebody. It's what they do.
Yeah.
It's what they do.
Again, think of this, though. This is, we would all probably agree, is the second most serious crime that exists in humanity outside of maybe murder. And we are like, let's just let some people at school figure out who did it. Like, this is the exact reason
this is much more important than the people who are actually dying all over the world.
Glenn Beck.